Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What's trending in sports right now? Baltimore Ravens, of course, extending Mark Andrews, waiting for the Orioles to maybe jump back into the free agency pool. And we look at these, and they're all contracts, contractual situations. Anthony Rendon is a very interesting study, Jeremy.
Yeah.
He's a guy that, we used to call him Tony Two Bags?
Yeah.
Down there in D.C., and he has not gotten it done. I don't even know if he loves, well, he's even admitted he don't love the game. But the contract that he signed.
I'm not even sure if he likes it.
Yeah, you're right. The contract that he signed, 7 years, $245 million contract. They've got to pay him through next year. Is there a worse contract right now, in your opinion, in sports?
In sports? Oh, man. Well, the Deshaun Watson one. That would stand out to me, especially because there's a salary cap.
Oh.
In baseball, like, I'd sit here and have to tell you that Anthony Rendon, I know more, there are other guys that maybe haven't performed what you expected. Maybe a guy got hurt and didn't live up to expectations. You have a lot of dead money. He just looked like he didn't want to be there. And there were stories of, like, he just doesn't even like baseball.
Yeah.
Like, how? Like, just get tired of it one day and not want to play? Or it's like, hey, I signed this contract. The money's guaranteed.
Forrest Gump. I'm going home now.
Yeah. That's it.
Now, there are talks of a buyout with him in the Washington Nationals. The
Angels.
Angels, yeah. There's talks of a buyout right now. So we'll see what that happens. I would buy him out. You agree with Sean Watson being the worst contract?
Man.
That's a good one. It's hard. That's a real good
one. That's a hard one to dispute.
By the way, he's back at practice now.
Bobby Bonilla.
That means he's the best quarterback around.
Bonilla.
Yeah, like, is it a bad contract, or are we just kind of taken aback because he gets $1 million every year? Like, it's not a bad contract in terms of what money is today because it was deferred. But how cool is that?
But if,
like,
that's the case, then if that's what you're going on, you would say Chris Davis is worse because he's in the same district now, getting paid every year. Mm-hmm. So I agree with Jeremy in this. Yeah. If we're basing it on the fact that he's still getting paid, for Bobby Bonilla's productivity after the contract, I'd much rather have his than Davis.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. He was more productive. Yeah.
I feel like anytime you say bad contracts, that has to be brought up, but we also have to understand too, like, now we're seeing more and more of this deferred money. Like, we'll be talking about Shohei picking up checks.
Think those rules will change? You think they're going to step in and change those rules, the leagues?
What rules?
About how often you can defer the money.
Oh.
How long you can defer it.
I think they should. This is clear. Like, again, we're talking about billionaires, but there's clearly a difference in having $30 billion and having $4 billion, right?
Yeah.
We're all, because all the money you have to pay has to go into what?
Escrow.
So I'm assuming, does that have to be put up for all these years?
See, that's what I'm wondering. If it's deferred, does that go into escrow right away, or does that have to go into escrow before the deferment years? I don't know that rule.
Okay.
I don't know that one.
I don't either.
There's a reason you defer. You're not deferring it. Just, I mean, in a non-salary cap sport, why do you defer?
That's what...
So I'm wondering if you...
You still got to put the money up.
I don't know. Maybe it's delayed now. Maybe the escrow money is delayed because it's deferred. That's the only reason why I can think of.
Well, because they always say what the value of the dollar is going to go down.
Sure.
And looking at this type of money, what is this money going to be? Like, if we went back 30 years ago, you wouldn't see anything like this money.
No. I got to research this a little bit because it doesn't make sense to me. Since baseball's different, when you have to put the money in a, you know, in a box and put it somewhere for somebody, it's got to be there. But if it's deferred, do you pay it later? It doesn't matter. Like, I don't
in football, the guaranteed money has to be put in escrow, right?
Yeah, because that's the only thing that's guaranteed.
Yeah.
But, like, you're putting the whole thing in escrow, and then why is it deferred if you already put it up? There's no cap. It doesn't like it affects you.
There has to be some kind of benefit from it.
Well, there is a luxury tax.
So the benefit for the team is the luxury tax.
Okay.
The benefit for the players to go, yeah, man, it's going to be kind of, it's like when somebody owes you money, you're like, yeah, they're going to owe me money, so I always have that at least to go back and ask.
Well, the difference is you know when they're going to pay you. Well, friends, I don't know.
That's clearly the difference. I'm trying to give the similarities.
I don't know when I'm going to get that. I know the Dodgers are going to pay me on this day.
Right.
I don't know when Tony's going to pay me.
The Vic is still running. Yeah.
But can you put interest on him? 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's big bad morning show.
I mean, exactly. Joe just whispered, what about Kawhi? If this, depending on how this works out for the Clippers, it's going to blow up in their face.
Kawhi Leonard.
I knew it was coming.
That's why he wanted me to bring up Kawhi.
You know why I knew it was coming? Because he looked like a baby with gas over there smiling.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi.
The funny part, you weren't here that day. He couldn't get out of it.
Yeah.
He couldn't. It's just
you know me. When I get in, I can't. Like, when I say something that's wrong, I'm stuck on it.
It just got stuck.
It was a lady. It was a female caller, remember?
Yes.
Why are you guys letting him get away with calling that man Kawhi?
She was so nice about it. She goes, why are you calling him by that name?
I love it. That's his mama gave him that name. Not like that. By the way, how is your grape soda over there, Rob?
This is funny because you posted this represented as a grape soda. It's sparkling water. It's sparkling.
Hey, what's that can look like to you?
It does look like grape soda. But it's sparkling water.
You, notice he's hiding Sunkist on the back.
Tell you what it looks like to me. A confession.
It's grape soda for your confession. You know what it was for me? A quarter pound of cheese. Yeah. I showed up and said, you got it off cheap. All you had to do was buy a grape soda and confess. Man, I had to buy a quarter pound of cheese.
You know you done messed up, right? You done messed up.
You got off cheap. I had to put the bag in front of him. Hey, you want dog? You grape soda. Daily line at 9:30, but on the other side at Norsby, giving out shovels.
Yes. I'm going to give it to a very feisty 91-year-old man. Kind of, this story is going to make you laugh, I think.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS. 1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to get our shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel this morning?
A really old Japanese man. He went out for a stroll, apparently. He's 91 years old, by the way. 91 years old. So he's rolling down the streets of Hokkaido. And a police officer passes by and notices that this elderly man is peeing on the street 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh. He got caught.
With his thing in his hand?
Like Philly?
Yes. Exactly like Philly. Except, you know, we had a different reaction. He got caught. I just happened to be there.
Oh, you were... Well, see, it's not even fair to say that you were an accomplice, because that means you were probably holding it while he was going.
I was on the sidewalk. He was in the backyard, somebody's yard, doing his business.
You were an accomplice while somebody else was peeing. That
anyway,
didn't sound right.
The cop stops him because he is urinating in public at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The 91-year-old got angry. He threatened the cops. He's going to knock him out. They already kicked the police car. 91 years old.
They didn't lock him up, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Of course they did.
He got locked up for public indecency and threatening a police officer. Yeah. I wouldn't be that feisty at that age. I don't even want to be that age, actually.
But I don't think I'm going to care about anything at that age, because I don't care about anything now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be mowing my lawn. My wife will be mowing the lawn, and I'll be out front in my boxers.
I think I kicked a police car went to front of you. He wasn't 91. He was a drunk young man on New Year's Eve.
Well, he was asking for it.
How soon did he end up on the ground?
I know what I did. Quickly. Okay, now I can say whatever I want. I'm standing. If the ball had dropped, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Now we're getting ready to drive back to Brooklyn. That's where I was working. But they had us in Times Square for the ball drop. This guy walks out. There's about 10 of us waiting. I was in narcotics, and we're in uniform waiting for the pickup. This guy comes over. Drunken. F you, police. We're all standing looking at him. He turns around and kicks the window of the police car parked. It wasn't ours. It kicks an NYPD car. I'm looking around going, ain't nobody here. I took my riot helmet and went, bang!
I did. Where'd you hit him?
Right in the head. He's yelling, my cabeza! Ah! I swear to God. It's like, yeah,
his,
yeah.
His coconut.
They'll be kicking police cars. Idiot. And people are like... Yeah, that's right. I did that.
Jeremy, who gets your shovel?
What are you going to do, put me in prison?
Oh. Person that got injured as the result of a fall. This happened Mount Hermon Road in Pittsville, Maryland. You guys will understand. I don't know that we'll fully understand how this happened, what happened, but I'm just going to read you this. EMS units have been dispatched for a person who has been injured as the result of a fall. An individual fell off a 3-foot ladder and landed on a shoe rack, which caused their rectum to prolapse.
Yeah.
Landed on a shoe rack off a 3-foot ladder and your rectum prolapse?
A shoe.
Really?
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 Everything goes back to Seinfeld.
Prolapse rectum. What?
Fusilli Jerry.
Oh, yeah. Fusilli Jerry.
Don't you remember?
Yes. But here we go. This could have easily been in The World of Stupid and What's in My Butt. It would have been a shorter story, but I don't think anyone would have ever guessed shoe rack.
A shoe rack.
Shoe rack.
My shovel goes to NBA players. You see these guys out here in their fake fights? It looks embarrassing.
I know.
It's embarrassing. You're not going to fight. Stop. Just walk away. Mm-hmm. You sit there and you jaw jack, as they used to call it, back and forth with one another, and you don't look aggressive physically until someone else gets there to stand in the way. Mm-hmm. Now you're physical because you know they're not going to let you fight. Stop. Bunch of punks. You're not fighting. Not fighting. Soft.
I'm glad you brought it up, because
the softest professional league in America,
the
NBA.
Are. And it drives me crazy, because watching that little exchange before, they're going at it, you know, verbally. It looks like, you know, it's huge human beings. Everybody's approaching 7 feet tall in that league. And they're going at it, and, you know, it's like, nothing happened. They're the same guys that can't play every day. Not tough enough to play 82 games.
But you want
to
fight.
You want to fight. Okay.
Tough Tonys. Chumps.
You guys don't know.
They're chumps, man. NBA players are chumps. Seriously. They are. The softest league in America.
Hey, man, look, I love the sport. I want to defend him. I ain't saying nothing.
Soft.
Not defensible.
S-A-W-F-T. Yeah. You soft asses. I have never seen more hold me back bros in my life.
That's all it is. Yeah. That's all it is. You're not getting one other face, and we're debating it. Then Ed comes in, and now one of us is getting all physical and super hyped. Ed should move to see which one of us still does it.
You ever see the two dogs right at each other outside the gate, and then they open the gate door, and they're just like, hmm? What the hell's going on? Hey, how are you doing? That's basketball players.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm telling
not
you.
Not all of them, most of them.
I would love to see somebody punch Draymond Green. I want to see how tough he really is. He's the guy that, you know, he's the porcupine, you know. The pins raise up and people back away from him. I would love to see someone actually go at him.
I always remember, do you guys remember James Johnson in the league? They called him Throat Tat for a while there. He had all the tattoos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was an MMA fighter as well. They said he was the most dangerous guy in the NBA. I remembered a couple separate incidents, one with Draymond where he didn't sound like that. When James Johnson kind of said, hey, do we have a problem here? I was like, do we have a problem? Like, no. Nobody wanted any parts of him because he was the baddest guy in the league.
Yeah.
And again, like, it goes back to what about the Morris twins? Remember when they got into it, Jokic and his brothers?
That's right.
Gangsters stand up.
Yes.
And they're like twice the size of Jokic. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, nothing's going on here, guys. Stop it.
How about Bill Laimbeer like?
Laimbeer.
See, those guys were fighters, though, man. That's a different era.
Laimbeer was a fighter. He was a bleeder.
What was his teammate?
Rick Mahorn.
Mahorn and Laimbeer, mess with them guys.
Barkley was, too.
Jordan was a fighter. Mm-hmm. Shaq was a fighter. Those guys were fighters. Those guys, you can go back in those days and see actual punches. Mm-hmm. The dude, what was it, Childs that punched Kobe?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those guys, back then, they threw hands. They ain't throwing no hands nowadays. Back then, they played basketball to get ready to play basketball. Nowadays, you guys have trainers. You have trainers.
You know, he wasn't a tough guy, but he wouldn't take any crap off anyone. You remember when, who's the player on the podcast with Steven Jackson? Matt Barnes. He pretended like he was going to throw the ball at Kobe, and Kobe didn't even flinch. You see the still shot of the basketball like 2 inches from his face, and he's still looking at Matt Barnes.
I hate giving credit because Reggie Miller had the best quote. He said, some people are scared of dark alleys. Charles Oakley is a dark alley.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Was Charles Barkley a dark alley when Reggie was hitting all those threes to knock the Knicks out?
You know, there's no need for that.
I'm just...
You said Charles Barkley.
Yeah. I said Charles Oakley. I'm sorry. Was he a dark alley then? Because Reggie wasn't shooting in a dark alley. Yeah.
I'm getting very angry.
Now you're making me very upset.
Oh, my gosh. So many things were happening during that time. The Knicks were being eliminated. The Rangers were winning the Stanley Cup. Yeah. And O.J. Simpson was being chased in L.A. All at one time.
Well, the same year, right?
I think the same week.
Yeah.
All at one time. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45. But on the other side, Jeremy Connors, the Daily Line.
Yeah, last night went 4-1 of my top plays. My one miss was Alabama blowing the lead. Not a lot today. I got a couple of prop plays in the NFL. We've got I think there's 9 college basketball games. I got 2 that I like, an NBA game and an NHL game that I like. We'll get into all that when we come back right here on The Fan.
Overton. 3 lefties on the perimeter for Auburn. Williams, Adams, and Jovic. Overton takes a deep 3, and it is his night. Overton, jab step. Got it for 3. Overton launches. Overton. Hall in the corner. He'll fire it. He'll hit it. Everybody's hitting it.
We know that voice, don't we?
Yeah, that's Kevin Brown. That's courtesy of ESPN. One of the games I wasn't necessarily on last night, I did look at it. It was a bigger matchup. But as we talked about, there were quite a few games that I thought were great spots to bet. Went 4-1 in my top 5 plays. The one loss was Alabama, who was covering the spread at halftime and then got outscored by 9 or 10 in the second half. They held on to win the game. But did not cover. Now, the other plays that kind of worked out last night, I've talked about this. I keep bringing them up. It's not an everyday thing. Cornell overs, 152.5 last night. They scored 71 points in the first half and then went nuts in the second half like they always do. So that went over the total. Arkansas called them an outright upset. They won outright. Utah Anaheim over 6.5. first time I can actually say thank you, Utah, because Utah scored 7 goals. Anaheim didn't do anything last night. And Northwestern and Wisconsin went over the total as well. Before I get into today's plays, I want to tell you, caller number 5, 2 tickets to see Weird Al Yankovic on August 2nd at Meriwether Post Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation. I'll be there with my accordion. Actually, I'm not bringing that, but I do love Weird Al, so I'm going to that concert. Yep. It's a big part of my childhood, man. It's like, I'll get there, and it'll probably be nostalgic, and we'll see if any of the music holds up.
Holds up is funny.
Yeah, okay. But I did. I loved Weird Al.
I mean, I love that Weird Al. I don't know if I see him in concert. You're going to go, though.
Yeah, it's like a weird opening act, too, I think.
It?
Yeah. Is he bringing Dr. Demento with him, or did he die?
He's playing Bonnaroo also.
Is he really?
Is he really? Yeah.
Well, I told you, like, when Devo was playing
Devo,
D-E-V-O.
Yeah, I remember Devo.
They were playing Ocean's Calling, mm-hmm. and everybody's like...
Did they wear the Plan-Ho hats?
Yes.
Yeah. They did?
They were so much fun to watch.
Yeah, just, I remember
like,
them.
Yeah. It's like, how old are you guys? They're up there having a blast.
Something about whip.
Whip it.
Yeah. Whip it, yeah.
And to shape.
Whip it good.
Shape it up. Move ahead. Go for it.
Now whip it good. I remember. You ever watch the documentary on them?
I think I saw part of that because, you know, I love music documentaries, mm-hmm. but they're a very interesting band.
Group. Yeah.
By the way, Joe, there's a documentary on the song Goodbye Horses by Lazarus, which you guys will know that song because that's when Buffalo Bill danced with his thing between mm-hmm. his legs, you know, doing his bit.
Yeah.
They did a...
It's weird that that's how he remembers that song, Ed.
That's the only way you would remember.
No, I just...
I wouldn't have
put it together until you said something.
But anyway.
Not in my mental Rolodex.
What's the name of the song?
Goodbye Horses. Lazarus. It's a black chick that's singing that. I would have never thought that. Yeah. Kind of a crazy thing, but you can watch a documentary on that if you want. Anyway, let's get to the plays for tonight. So last night, 4-1 in the top plays. I've got some prop plays and some other stuff for you. In the NHL, you know, went through this. I feel like it's a big slate, but I only have one play, and that's going to be the under in the Ottawa game. They're playing the Rangers tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The Rangers. 5.5 is the total. I like it to go under that total. Again, hit last night with the over at 6.5. Was looking for a total that I thought we'd have a shootout. I kind of looked at Toronto and Carolina, but ultimately stayed away from it. The only play for me is the under in the Rangers game. And usually the Rangers have been better on the road.
Rangers are a very good road team.
Yeah.
Did you see what the Caps did last night? 7-1 over the Sharks. Over, you had 2 goals.
It's those games where I wish I would have, like, the Caps are just, they're playing outrageous right now.
Yeah.
So
playing really well. And Sharks are good this year. They haven't, but they're good this year. They're very fast.
Yeah.
And they go on that long road trip. They're doing well.
I mean, stack up some W's on the road. In the NBA, I like Minnesota and New Orleans to go over the 233.5. They just played last night. No Zion in that game as Derek Queen gets a chance to start again, show off.
That's what's going to be the difference between when you start making decisions, financial decisions, Zion, Queen. If Queen can show something, Jeremy, why wouldn't you keep him?
They already love him, but I you know, it's a matter of they look at him and people have called him Jokic light, which I think is a somewhat fair comparison. Maybe it's unfair to Jokic to compare him to like a rookie coming in, but
I like the comparison.
He fills up the stat sheet. So I think that goes over the total. College hoops, I like South Florida plus the 1.5. And my favorite total tonight is the highest one on the board at 167.5. Cal Poly and Cal State Fullerton. I think this game's going to be played into the 90s. So if 176.5 looks like too high of a number, I'm all over it. Give me the over. And lastly, I'd like the Lions tonight to win and cover, but my play in the game is the under, and I know it's a scary button.
I really want to see this game. It's not many Thursday night games I get pumped up for. This is one of them.
This one feels like a playoff game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The total's 54.5, so it's not like I'm sitting here telling you we won't see points.
Mm-hmm.
I just, look, at 54.5, you could see, you know, essentially a, you know, 30-20 game, and it's still going under the total. 30-23, and all, like, it's a lot of scoring and still going under. The thing you're hoping for in this matchup is that we see more field goals and touchdowns if you're betting the under. That's an obvious thing, because they're going to put drives together.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, do you stop them? The big question as well is, with a game that feels like an elimination game, like, Dan Campbell's not a lay-it-up guy. Is he going to keep going for it on fourth down and 4th and 6, 4th and 7 like he has been?
I think so.
Or does he play a little bit more conservatively knowing what this game is? And I also think both teams come out and try to establish the run to keep the opposing team's offense off the field. We'll see how it plays out. But I like the under prop plays. My favorite one, Jake Ferguson under 5.5 receptions. I've been betting Dak Prescott under 10.5 rushing yards almost every game. It's hitting, I think, 4 straight. And by the way, how many games have we played this year? Because I think he's 8-4 in those games.
Ooh.
Dak Prescott. Okay. He doesn't run anymore. You're just hoping he doesn't get the one where it's like, hey, they're back in a prevent, and
he's
takes
playing
off.
Really well, though.
But he's staying in the pocket and throwing, so I'll take my chances with the under rushing yards. The other thing with rushing yards in the NFL is if you get the proverbial kneel out before the half, maybe you get a -2 there. If for some reason Dallas wins the game and you get 3 kneel outs, that's -6 yards in most situations. Yeah.
I tell you, though, Dallas is a terrible run defense. And the Lions have an incredible running
game.
But
they've been better at it since getting the situation.
Yes, they have.
Like, they just held Saquon Barkley under 70-some yards. Since getting Quinnen Williams, it's helped.
Yeah.
But
good move, New York.
Yeah. But here,
You said it's like a playoff game. The reason why I'm pumped up about it, because I think it's going to be played like a playoff game.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you see him get a little bit more conservative than usual? Because, or is the new day and age in this league with the NFL is... There is no more being conservative. It's all about going for it and forcing the other team to react.
I think that's who Dan Campbell is. I don't think he changes.
I don't think he changes at all. Yeah. I'm with you.
I don't think he can live with himself if he changes. If he lost conservatively, I think he'd have a hard time dealing with that versus losing.
Well, I mean, he's got about 4 losses for being aggressive this year so far. The fourth down stuff that he's been doing hasn't been working out. Going for it in those situations. I do like Jared Goff under 22.5 pass completions. And we played this last week. I'm going to go back to it. It's a heavy price tag. It's -180. Javonte Williams, the running back for the Cowboys, to go over 1.5 receptions. And I want to say this just to be careful, guys. And I know this sounds stupid. There's a Javonte Williams and there's a Jameson Williams playing tonight. So just be careful where you're clicking and you're not running through it.
It's not stupid. You can, if you're in a hurry and multitasking, it can happen.
Can I tell you, I did this once and didn't realize it with the Wiggins, or not the Wiggins, was it the twins from Kentucky? Aaron and what was their last
Harrison.
Name? Harrison, yeah. I did it with the Harrison twins where I took the wrong one who wasn't getting minutes and the other one was because their names were so similar and obviously they looked alike. And my dumbass didn't double check to make sure the other one wasn't on the slate that night. So again, my favorite plays tonight. I love that over in the college hoops game with Cal Poly and Cal State Fullerton. I think South Florida wins outright. I do like that NHL game to go under in with the Rangers in Ottawa. And again, Lions, Cowboys under 54.5. My favorite prop would be Jake Ferguson under 5.5 receptions. So there you go.
There you go. 410-583-1057. Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn. No afternoon basketball. That's kind of disappointing. Probably like another week away from that when the holiday tournament start up again, right, Jeremy?
Yep. Yeah, you have more of
Christmas
those.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I can't wait. This is something I went up yesterday. I had the I went on the Fan in Pittsburgh, and they do now their calls. If you can do video access, you're on video with them.
Okay.
So I went someplace, they had a good background, and I got on video access with them as I was watching some college basketball yesterday. So it was a good day, a real good day.
Well, what?
I'm just reading the comments on our feed.
Oh, yeah.
I've not done that yet.
Good.
I'll interact every once in a while.
It was funny. You're laughing and not pissed, so I guess it's a funny comment.
What we get called? Fools.
Oh.
Yeah. Somebody called us fools?
Yeah.
Were they talking about you guys and not me? It doesn't make sense to me.
It's just... it's just... Here we go, yeah. Because 13 turnovers, 8 playoff games are all in the coaches. 3 questions. You moronic fools and your constant blame game victim mentality.
It might be talking to the other people in that
yeah,
chat.
Somebody else, because we didn't mention that. Yeah, we didn't mention any of that.
I'm just looking at this stuff.
That goes to somebody
I
else.
I don't care who it is. It's so funny how they go back and forth.
And by the way, Chris Wiley on there and a few other people sent me this. I was going to tell you in one of the commercial breaks, but if you're a ROFO member... You can get the air for free if you have the card.
So you got to be, it's like the grocery store.
But it's free to get one, yeah.
So. Wait, say it again?
If your ROFO has their own phone number, card, whatever, if you have one of those, you can get the air for free.
I don't like doing those cards.
Oh, you can?
That's just what somebody said.
Oh, I'm glad you told me that because that's a big deal.
Sell your information. I don't like those cards.
Well, it's not even that, but like, air should be free. It's a safety issue.
Yeah, you got to be a ROFO reward member to get free air. That's stupid. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ken, what's up, man?
What's up, man? How you doing, fellas? I told you all this one quickly. I know shovels are coming up, but I wanted to give you guys at the show a reverse shovel, if that's even a thing.
that's a bucket of gratitude, yes.
For being a bastion of just non-PC correctness, because I know what the encore today is going to be. Hold on to my pocket and come with me. the softest hands ever. Thank you guys for keeping us laughing and not being worried about the correctness of everything out here. Is always a pleasure listening to the show. So
appreciate that, Ken. You just became a promo. We're going to use that one.
Yeah.
And by the way, I am quite certain I have the softest hand. That's not even a joke. Like, these are the softest hands around. And if anybody wants to touch them.
Nope.
Do you guys want to touch it?
I have already.
All right. You want to touch it, Rob?
Nope.
Come on, Rob, touch it. I'm just trying to leave Joe a bunch of sound.
Like, I don't like the way you worded that.
I'm uncomfortable. I'm trying to leave Joe.
Damn what Ken said. I want you to correct this right now. Don't tell me to touch it.
This won't be corrected in post. It's going to be safe saying exactly what I said to you. Rob, would you like to touch it?
So I just got a text from my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I know Robert Long Jr. is not sipping on a grape soda. I am not.
Yeah, just like that, you're not tagging every grocery store and gas station in the area.
That would not
Long.
Be me.
It's also on 83 South now.
Can I tell you
something? I saw that one, Ed.
This is it?
Look at what makes me happy is that when someone responds, is Rob's picture still up there? No. Oh, so when anybody responds to the post of Rob drinking that quote unquote grape soda, his picture pops up down here of him holding the grape soda. Someone has commented on this picture, and I'm like, this is great.
She said, I know Robert Long Jr. is not sipping on the grape soda. No, I'm not. It's show fodder. That's all it is. We just having a little fun. And the encore is brought to you by?
Of course. And on that note, it's brought to you by Lion's Den. Listen, if your bedroom game is basic, I mean boring, come on, time to upgrade. Because Lion's Den is all the pleasure products you need to get locked in and get going strong. No talk, all action. As I say, if you don't do it,
somebody else will.
Yeah, you're going to have the happiest UPS driver in the neighborhood. So don't do that. Don't let that happen, Lion's Den. Check them out, lionsden.com.
So if she all of a sudden start to go to the gym more or she hires a trainer, you're probably in trouble?
Yes. Yeah.
Or she sees her therapist more than once a week?
All of a sudden, yeah. She's going to Pilates and cutting out the carbs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
in a better mood.
I don't know. Don't say that too loud because a lot of the ladies on my Facebook page, when I said I'm doing no carbs until Christmas, said that they're doing it. So I don't want a lot of paranoid dudes out there. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. What did you learn today, Edward?
I learned what I never heard of chess pie before. And I'm learning it right now as we sit here from between Jeremy and my own research. I've never heard of this.
Ed, I had to look it up yesterday, too.
Did you?
I was like, is that supposed to be cheesecake?
That's what I thought it was. It was a misspelling, a typo.
I got excited. Cheesecake? Well, I want that.
One of the findings was they were asking you what you were making, and it, like in the South saying, just pie?
That was just pie? Yeah, I said, I'm going to see the same AI you have.
Yeah.
It said, Southern mispronunciation. I just mispronounced mispronunciation of just pie. Chess pie. Or pie being stored in a pie chest. They don't. You don't know.
So basically,
in the words of Jeremy Kahn, you don't know.
You don't know. Today I learned that Derrick Henry is the Ravens team nominee for the Walter Payton Award. So congratulations, Derrick Henry. You're one of 32.
That's awesome.
Today is also National Sock Day. Ed, if ever there were a holiday made for me.
Hey, this is it.
This is it. National Sock Day.
If it's ever one not made for me, this is it.
I told the guys that the only plain socks I have are, what are they called?
No-shows.
No-shows. To give you the sockless look, but I can't put my foot in a pair of shoes without socks on. So I bought a no-show. But I don't own a pair. I love socks. I'm a sock guy. It's also National Cookie Day. What's your favorite cookie, Jeremy?
Oh, man. I mean, look, you can't go wrong with a chocolate chip. I like an oatmeal raisin.
That's my favorite.
Snickerdoodle's good. I like the ones that it's like everything but in the kitchen sink where it's just like all of it thrown together. But you know what?
I love them oatmeal raisin cookies, man.
As long as it ain't anything lemon, I'm good. I don't want lemon cookies.
Ed, you're a corner store guy, I'm sure, in New York. I'm not saying you're not, Jeremy, but I know he is.
Yeah.
The lemon cookies at the corner store, the penny cookies, were some of my favorite cookies. I did love those.
You know what one of my favorites are? You see them here and there, but the black and white New York cookies.
Oh, those
you're getting the big ones in the deli in New York. Yeah. I love those.
Some birthdays in sports and entertainment. Bernard King today turned 69 years old. Former closer Lee Smith turned 68 years old. Former Maryland quarterback, now coach, Frank Reich turned 64 today. Former heavyweight champion Shannon Briggs turned 54 today. Former NFL linebacker Ted Johnson, 53. Corliss Williamson and Tyra Banks share birthday. They're both 52 years old today. And Joe Thomas, Hall of Famer, and Jelly Roll share a birthday today. They're 41 today.
Really?
Two other people share a birthday. Former quarterback Jeff Blake. Your buddy. And rapper Jay-Z share a birthday today. Who is older, Joe?
Jay-Z.
Jeremy?
I'll go Jeff Blake.
Jeff Blake. Ed Norris.
I'm going to go Jeff Blake.
Jeff Blake today turns 55. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z today turns 56.
Ah.
All right. What type of shoes does a serial killer wear? White Vans.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. What do you?
You didn't like your own joke. Come on, DC serial killer, White Vans.
Yeah. I got it. I guess you could do pedophile jokes with that too. I don't know. What do you call bears without ears? B. So dumb. Oh man, there's another one on here I wanted to read. Oh yeah, what has four big wheels and flies? That's a garbage truck.
That was a joke when I was a little boy.
What did what did Cinderella say to Prince Charming? Want to see if it fits? Whoa. How did Burger King get Dairy Queen pregnant? Burger King get Dairy Queen pregnant, I guess. He forgot to wrap his Whopper. What's the difference between a secret and lingerie? One is really hard to keep while the other is difficult to take off. What's long and hard and full of semen? You dirty bastards, it's a submarine. Why are push-up bras like a bag of chips? When you open them, you realize they're half empty. That really feels like a creepy kind of joke, doesn't it? At this point in time, shouldn't even be looking at push-up bras. Did you hear about the guy who got the Viagra stuck in his throat? He's suffering from a stiff neck.
Yep.
And lastly, where was the one that I wanted? There was a couple of really good ones. All right. What does a sign on an out-of-business brothel say? Beat it. We're closed. There you go.
Eddie up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Ed Friday, babe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.